Moving on now with Greater LA from KCRW, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Tomorrow on the program, an update on LA's crisis of the unhoused from our reporter who's moving on after so many stories in that realm. Today, we've been laying out stories of the chaotic time after the Northridge earthquake. But long before that disastrous day in 1994, you may have witnessed LA being destroyed again and again on film. That's the sound of the Capitol Records and other Hollywood buildings crumbling in the 1974 movie Earthquake. Well, as the prospect of another big one looms large, it remains an unsettling film to watch. It does for me. And this Friday, you can catch it for yourself at the Academy Museum as part of the ongoing series Beware the Elements, Natural Disasters on Film. The museum's director of film programs, K.J. Ralph Miller, helped put together this disastrous lineup and joins us now to talk about it. KJ, welcome to you.
Hi, Steve. Thanks so much for having me on.
I got to tell you, I remember the first time I saw Earthquake, not in the theaters, but it was probably soon after it was released. And it was one of those things, it's like, wait, that really happens? I mean, it is a scary, even for 1974 standards, it is a scary movie to think about.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting to think about Earthquake as part of this trend of films that were coming out in the 1970s when Hollywood was just obsessed with disaster pictures, right? And using it as an excuse to showcase effects and sort of capabilities in that realm, but also just jam-pack these movies with stars and have this massive cast that sort of can stand in for as a proxy for humanity. And so we see a big boom in the 1970s with the disaster film. And yes, I think that they can be sort of ominous or terrifying to view, but because we're talking about Hollywood cinema for the most part, there's usually a happy ending, or there's usually humanity coming together to deal with the crisis and overcome it, or at least sort of deal with its aftermath together in an uplifting way.
And you know, we're living though, KJ, in a time when it feels like disaster just is always around the corner, right? I mean, not just the prospect of an earthquake. I mean, it could be anything. It could be, you know, the impacts of climate change. It could be war. It could be, you know, anything. So talk about why you decided to screen this series now.
Yeah, I think, you know, when thinking about everything that you just mentioned, I mean, the threat of, especially in Los Angeles, you know, the quote-unquote big one, disaster is kind of on our minds lately. And we put this series together in the summer. We were planning it in the summer to premiere in January, and it was a summer of record-breaking heat waves. I mean, we saw wildfires, as we usually do in California, and we had a hurricane, which was, you know, a thing that was never in our vocabularies until this past year. And so just in thinking about that, I was considering how we can look to the history of cinema to see our fears about our current crisis and also the climate crisis reflected on screen and through narrative cinema, sometimes through science and science-based solutions to a natural disaster, but often in a bit of a hyperbolic way that allows us to consider our own reality and realities through science-based solutions or collective action toward science-based solutions to dealing with mounting crises.
And by the way, it's not just Earthquake that you're screening. I mean, this is a series, as I mentioned, so you will have other disaster films as well. What are they?
Yeah, we approached the series by thinking about the Earth's primary elements, so Earth, wind, water, and fire. And we kicked off the series with a screening of Twister, the 1996 natural disaster film, where we also saw a big boom in disaster pictures in the 90s when we had advanced CGI technology to create something like a tornado, or in the case of volcano, like lava flowing down Wilshire Boulevard. And in many of these cases, we're thinking about the ways that yes, of course, natural disasters occur every day. day, but only, but how they're also related to the climate crisis. And so we're not just screening earthquake, of course, but actually to close out the series, one of the last screenings on January 26th is San Andreas in 3D. And we're actually really excited to have the famous seismologist, Dr. Lucy Jones, founder of the Dr. Lucy Jones Center for Science and Society, there to talk about the science or lack thereof in San Andreas and sort of discuss, you know, have a real discussion with the Los Angeles community about earthquake awareness and earthquake preparedness.
A lot of these movies, KJ, are set, certainly filmed, but set in Los Angeles too, right? Like, it's crazy.
It's so interesting too. One of the moderators that we've brought on for this series, Haley Smith of the LA Times, who's an environment reporter, brought up this great book by Mike Davis that he wrote in the 1990s. We're all very familiar with City of Quartz, of course, but he wrote this book in the 90s called Ecology of Fear, where he's looking at the history of the disaster as depicted in narrative fiction, specifically in California. And then he narrows down even further, as he's so wont to do, to Los Angeles. And man, throughout the history of cinema and also narrative literature, we see artists and authors and directors returning to the idea of just demolishing this city. And why it's so pleasurable to demolish this city is maybe up for debate, and why the rest of the country or the rest of the world likes to think about the destruction of Los Angeles through cinema or through literature. It's a really fascinating idea that he brings up, and something that I've been thinking about a lot lately. And I don't know if I have an answer to why we return to wanting to destroy the very city that really birthed the industry. It's a fascinating question.
It is fascinating stuff, and it can be scary. You know, I always say, don't be scared, be prepared in the event of an earthquake or any kind of natural disaster. And it really is a fascinating series. KJ Ralph Miller, Director of Film Programs at the Academy Museum. You can find out more about the screenings with Beware the Elements, Natural Disasters on Film at our website, kcrw.com/GLA. KJ, thanks for coming on. Good luck with the series.
Thanks, Steve.
Well, that's all the time we have for this evening. Next on KCRW, in just mere moments, it's Today Explained. Ukraine has relied on American money and equipment to fight the Russian offensive over the better part of 2 years. But politics has now put that money on hold, with Republicans who control Congress saying no more. That's just a moment from now on KCRW Today Explained. We're back tomorrow, and you can join us online anytime at kcrw.com/GLA. Share a story idea. Grab the podcast so you can get the show on the go, and you can get the podcast wherever you get your podcasts too by searching KCRW Greater LA, or again at the website kcrw.com/GLA. Juliana Mayo, Zoe Matthew, Kelsey Gante, Eddie Sun, Phil Richards, Ray Guarna, Amy Ta, Carlos Ramirez, Michael Vogel, and Christian Bordahl all helped run the episode this evening. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Bye-bye.